Throughout COVID shutdowns, artists have struggled to create, to show their work, and to get paid. But some have found unique opportunities. WXXI's Veronica Volk has this story as part of this week's Dialogue on Disability.
When I caught up with Liz Pritchard on Zoom, she was doing what so many of us have been doing for months, working from home.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on in the room behind you?
Absolutely. This is my office. It has some of my favorite series and favorite collectibles behind me and around me. That poster right there is a cover art for one of my comics I did for, it's called Twin Fire.
Pritchard calls herself an autistic artist and advocate. She draws comics. She's also a painter and a poet and a teacher. And even through our interview, she's always teaching.
So it's good to surround yourself with things that make you feel good, too. Create an awesome environment for you to create.
Pritchard says she wasn't always good at expressing herself. 10 years ago, she was in high school, getting bullied. She transferred 3 times, and on top of social anxiety, she was finding it hard to keep up with schoolwork.
So writing a simple journal exercise, I would just scribble on the paper. Not to be disrespectful, because I didn't know what to say.
But a few good teachers helped her express herself, helped her get her grades up, and even helped her develop as an artist.
It was a really rough time, but those teachers, those few that stuck with me, they made me want to be a teacher and be there for other students who maybe were misunderstood or who needed someone to help and give them the chance they deserve.
Her comics, she says, also changed her life.
Over the years, I've learned that words did not always come easy at all, but through my art, I found a unique outlet in channeling my voice to help connect with others in amazing ways.
Pritchard based her comics on her own insecurities and anxieties. It helped her cope. The main character in her comic Paper Bag comic was modeled after her, right down to the collection of sunglasses she wore to hide herself among her peers. But her art evolved.
I don't focus on labels in my work. I don't mention in Paper Bag comic anymore. I don't do that anymore. I don't mention this character is autistic and bipolar and has this eating disorder. No, I don't. I focus on the human component a bit more.
During the coronavirus pandemic, she's had to evolve even more. Shutdowns affected her schedules and routines.
And when that gets disrupted, it can cause a lot of uncertainty and anxiety. Like, fear of the unknown is huge for many people, especially those on the spectrum.
The biggest change came to her teaching. Pritchard is an instructor with Spectrum Creative Arts. That's an art therapy collaborative in Rochester.
And when the pandemic hit, because a majority of our students have compromised immune systems, all these other things, we want the safety to go above all else. So we closed our physical location temporarily. So now what I do is I Zoom with about 5 of my students each week.
Even though instruction is remote, Pritchard says she hopes she's making the kinds of connections with her students that she had with her teachers. The shutdowns have also encouraged her to expand her own work and experiment with different media. In the 10 months since COVID changed the world, Pritchard has created 80 paintings. She's self-published a book of poetry. She even broke into video editing and edited a documentary series about disability rights in the workplace called The Employables.
Because you can still create. The pandemic did not stop us from being creative.
Some of this, she says, wouldn't be possible if shutdowns hadn't pushed her outside her comfort zone and forced her to expand a virtual network of support and work opportunities.
Once you find that support that works for you to all people out there who may be going through a difficult time, just keep expanding your mindset, keep finding that passion that works for you. And you are more than your label, even though at times you just got to find that right balance that works for you. Everyone deserves a chance. Everyone's human. Everyone deserves love, whether they realize it or not. And that's what I want others to know.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.
This story is part of Dialogue on Disability Week, a partnership between WXXI and the Al Siegel Community of Agencies in conjunction with the Herman and Margaret Schwartz Community Series.